welcome to a very special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we usually take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But we already did that with this one. We had an episode on The Irishman. It was episode 103, and I definitely encourage you to go back and take a listen to that one if you haven't yet. But of course, watch The Irishman first, because we do get into lots of spoilers. But I had some requests online for my parents to come back on the podcast and talk about The Irishman, because I guess who doesn't want to hear from my parents about a movie like this? I guess that's the reason why. I don't know. But they obliged the fans, and I got a chance to interview them the other night and ask them their thoughts on Martin Scorsese's new gangster epic film that, of course, hit Netflix on Thanksgiving Day. So what you're about to hear is not what a usual episode of Piecing It Together is like. This is a bonus special episode. It is my parents giving their thoughts on The Irishman, so enjoy it. Don't hold anything awful that my dad says against me. He's from a different generation. I'm sure a lot of the characters on screen in The Irishman would say things like he says. So, you know, chalk it up to that, and that's not me. So enjoy this, and we'll be back with another regular episode of Piecing It Together coming up later this week. All right, so I'm here with my parents, and this has been requested online for them to join me on the podcast to talk about The Irishman. Mom, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right, how you doing, Dad?
Don't ask.
Here we go.
All right, let's start off with first impressions. What did you guys think of the movie?
Well, first of all, I think your father's crazy. He watched it like it was a miniseries. I think
one of those
in four parts or something, because he couldn't stay up long enough.
It was wonderful.
He almost went to the theater with me to see it.
I really, really, really enjoyed
it. Must have an Academy Award time. I mean, you know, it's officially wasn't in the theater except for a day or two. And, you know, it can be on Netflix for the rest of our lives.
Do you like that? That movies are going to be, these big movies are going to be straight to Netflix?
Because movie houses are so cold.
He doesn't care if people lose their jobs.
And who's The Irishman?
No, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was about 15, 20 minutes too long.
How could it be just 15, 20 minutes too long?
Most people say an hour and a half too long.
If I was in the theater, I would have had to get up and pee in the middle, and that would have caused a problem. But being that I knew a few people back in the day, like when I went to high school in Bensonhurst.
Let's get serious.
Those guys.
Tell me, you don't, at your age, you don't pee in the theater? Why don't you just let it hang out?
Those guys were so freaking real that it was absolutely ridiculous. Okay? I thought the acting was superb. I did think Pacino overacted a little, and I just adored the way Pesci pulled it off. And I don't have anything bad to say about De Niro, other than Meet the Fockers or whatever that was called.
What about you, Dad? What was your initial thought of the movie, other than that you got to watch it at home?
My initial thought was I loved, and I'm not really that big of an Al Pacino fan. You know, I mean, the stuff that De Niro's been doing lately has been horrendous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pesci's disappeared somewhere. He's on some South Sea Island somewhere.
He lives in Vegas.
Does he live in Vegas? Yeah. So where's he hiding in Vegas? And then Al Pacino, I liked him in some of his movies, but I've never been a fan. Now I'm a fan.
All right.
I think Romano was terrific.
True, yeah. I liked Al Pacino. Ray Romano, I hate him since day one.
In case you're all wondering what that noise in the background is, one of her six dogs is licking the floor.
Five, and one is yours.
the autistic one, Codemir.
So you started to touch on who your favorite was. Mom, you said Pesci's your favorite.
Yeah,
Dad, your favorite's Pacino.
Pacino.
All right. Yeah,
and I remember the shooting at Umberto's, because that was like supposed to be off limits. It's a family place, and that should have never happened in Little Italy. You didn't do that. You did that out in Howard Beach, and then you dumped the bodies. I also remember the Italian American Club when he did the Columbo. I forgot, it might have been Joe Columbo when they assassinated him. I was a member of that group for a while. Actually had a card. Yeah, I don't remember where he was shot, somewhere in New York. And then Sparks, do you remember Sparks Steakhouse we used to eat at? And they offed a guy right in front. So I remember.
So is Hoffa the Irishman?
No. Is that
the
other guy?
De Niro's the Irishman.
Oh, he was Irish De Niro?
Yes.
So anyway, back to a scene I want to expound upon.
Okay.
Remember when they were in Miami?
Expound away.
Okay. When they were in Miami, when I was in Miami, I was about 21 years old.
You were a hooker in Miami.
I was not a hooker. I was living there for about 2 months. I went down there with a Russian girlfriend of mine. We used to work at the Concord together. And then this other girl came down, and her uncle made the best Italian ices in Brooklyn. Even better than Spumoni Gardens, which still stands, but I'm sure Luigi Alba closed a long time ago. And Rosalie Alba was my girlfriend. And with the three of us, we get invited over to this island. We get picked up on the beach, and we go to a big island across from Miami where everything is an estate. And then the guys take us out to the races. I think it was Greyhounds.
Was any of this necessary?
Yeah, no, it's a good story.
I'm sure it's going somewhere.
Give us the long version.
Well... Yeah, well, what impressed me with these guys, forget the fact, I knew, you know, what it was, but they didn't have to go up to the window to bet. There were runners that came down and took the bets from them. And I thought, oh boy, these guys, they're kind of powerful, if nothing else. And then when we got back to the island and then they were getting ready to take us back home, one of them came over to me and said, so-and-so likes you. And he would be interested in setting you up in an apartment in New York. If you would be interested in that, the only problem is...
Was he looking at you or somebody else?
He says, the only problem is...
He knew how you'd end up or work out.
You'd have to keep your mouth shut. And that, as soon as I heard that, even though I was only 21 or whatever, no, me keeping my mouth shut.
Sally liked to always open her mouth, even when she was a kid.
I used to hang out with these guys down at Hessing's Luncheonette on 49th and 13th. Well, yeah, no, I'll tell you. Yeah. You know, I hung out with Teddy Bassetti and my... and guess who was a part...
Teddy Bassetti, is that a real name?
Guess who was a part of the group? Carmine Errico.
Oh.
Now tell me, who's Carmine Errico?
No Italian guy?
Yeah. And he became John Saxon. Okay. It was between Teddy and Carmine. He signs a lot of Bruce Lee posters.
That's what he does?
Anyway, back to the story.
I got you. Hold on. That's the boss is calling.
What's happening?
You can go up. Go.
You could talk all this.
Push his ass out.
Trying to get the dog on the couch.
I also had a girlfriend whose father was in construction down near Sheepshead Bay. Oh, yeah. It was probably near Coney Island. And I know every Sunday the guys came over for a meeting and we were not allowed down in the basement when they had their meeting. So, yeah, I believe that. And those restaurants in Bensonhurst, they were so elegant and it was really so nice. And it was because the mob controlled it. Now everything is a shithole.
Well, Mom just told a story. Dad, what about you? What did it remind you of and from your life?
Absolutely nothing.
I thought for sure the music, if nothing else.
Oh, the music and Still at a Night at the beginning.
Yeah.
And throughout.
There is a critic review at the end. Did they give credit to Paris?
Yeah, they did. I watched
probably.
It to the end. Yeah, it was that, and so there was probably a Sinatra song or two.
There was that one performer. Who was that?
Yeah. That was Little Steven, Steven Van Zandt.
Who was he playing?
Now, why did you tell me that? Did you know that was Steven Van Zandt?
I told you.
Why did you tell me that?
I didn't tell you, but I knew it.
I knew it was Little Steven because I watched till the end.
You didn't ask.
He was playing what's his name?
The guy. I don't want to see again a nine.
Who
nine
was
hour
he playing? The guy that the mob loves so much.
Jerry Bale.
That's who. He was
I know
playing.
Everything you're saying. I know all the people you're saying.
Okay.
But they don't mean anything to me. The movie was a very good movie.
You know who came from my neighborhood?
Oh, here
Victor
we go.
Mahone. He was from 39th and
14th. Victor
Mahone. His name was Vito Farinola. Look it up.
Were you guys Hoffa fans?
Not really, because I'm 50-50 with the union. I'm for and against the union, because I don't like strong...
I knew very little about
I'm Hoffa. For the benefits, but I don't like strong-arming.
But I liked Pacino's portrayal of somebody I knew very little about. Mm-hmm. It showed that I missed a lot of them.
They like to say he's buried under, I think, Giants Stadium in Jersey. But I doubt. I think the wood chipper is a lot more realistic.
That's more realistic.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy Frank is telling the truth with this story?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. He's dead. So that's a little bit of a problem.
Frank
I paint houses
right?
That they wrote the book.
Yeah.
You think this is really what happened?
I think it's
But, you know, snitches get stitches, that kind
but
of
he's
shit.
He's dead.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, that's why he wouldn't say
anything.
These
guys go to their grave, except for Gravano. I don't know. Is he still alive? Gotti's guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, these guys.
Some name dropper, isn't she? She forgets the name of six of her dogs. Because
they all look
too
alike.
Much for her.
Speaking of name dropping, did anybody remind you of any of your buddies, your Italian friends?
Not at all. All right, shout out to Citro. Hey, Frankie. I really and truly. I really knew guys like that. And the thing, even with the smoking in the car, yeah, you had a place and you stayed in that place and you didn't take any chances.
So how do you feel this movie fits in with other mafia type movies? Are you big fans
Perfect.
Of those classics?
Perfect.
Oh yeah. Godfather, come on. Come on, you didn't like Godfather? Casino.
I'm not that big.
Goodfellas. Hello.
It fits in perfectly.
Yeah, it
did. He did a great job.
Even though it's based on that guy's word, and we don't know whether or not that guy
I didn't
really.
Didn't know it was based on anybody's word.
It is Frank's word.
So, all right, I didn't know that, and I missed
just
that part.
You might have.
Some guy. Yeah. Now some of the guys, in order to stay alive, I guess they had to rep people out, like Gravano. He put Gotti away.
Al Capone guy.
He played Al Capone on Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
Stephen
yeah.
Grant. He's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the guy in this movie who played the tough guy, who was a short guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Pro. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He was good. Oh, yeah, he's done a lot of things. He plays the same role like an Al Capone.
Yeah, okay, but I like there's a certain class and a certain mystique involved with the mob. Yeah, they'll kill you. That's okay, but they'll do it, you know, quietly. So
that's okay too. That's all right.
Oh, I have nothing to do with it.
Do you have a number I can call?
Why? The records, hey, in the beginning, didn't they say that guy Morris, what's his name?
Leading?
Wasn't he in the mob? You know?
Well, they stopped it many times to talk about the people and how they all died.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
kept freeze framing it because they're all dead.
12 shots to the head, and yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. right. That's true. It's just it just put me back in Brooklyn again. It just felt so good.
It felt great.
So yeah. What about Scorsese as a filmmaker? Do you love Scorsese?
I think he's way better than Tarantino.
I was just going to say the same
Thank
thing.
Thank you. And
same
he's got thing. Real bad asthma, you know. That's why he couldn't go out and play with the kids.
Yeah, I like his stuff much better.
But yeah, guess what my favorite Scorsese movie is? And it's not not Raging.
Mean Streets.
Yeah. Right. Now that to me... He can make all this.
Yeah, that's a guy who did nothing.
This Technicolor shit.
Bobby Keitel. He could have done so much.
Yeah,
more
he should. Maybe he should have had a bigger role in the movie because he was brilliant in Mean Streets and
a lot of other stuff.
But, yeah, Mean Streets. I mean, gee whiz, it was just so real. You know, trying to collect on loans and shit. Oh my God. Yeah, I knew a lot of guys like that.
Well, this is a kind of ridiculous question, but during the press tour for this. Every chance reporters could get, they would ask people what they thought about Scorsese versus Marvel, which is a very stupid battle. It never actually existed. Scorsese never said he didn't like Marvel movies. He just said that they're a different thing from real cinema, from movies with...
Like Captain type movies?
What the hell is a Captain Captain?
You know, those hero guys. The comic... What the hell?
Do you prefer a movie like this or a Captain Captain movie?
Oh, hands down, this.
Captain Captain.
Captain Captain. All right, the guys look good when they wear, you know, their little tidy whities and their little skinny outfits and all. But
name one superhero. Oh,
Green Lantern.
Oh, my God.
Well, only because Bruce Lee played Kato.
Okay.
That's all. Otherwise, I couldn't give a shit. Right. You know?
What about you, Dad?
I think for Scorsese to make that comment is ridiculous.
Superman.
Well, remember, he didn't say that they're bad. He said they're different, and the media latched onto it as if that means they're bad.
I haven't seen a superhero movie in a long time.
Yeah, you like that guy.
You just watched Joker
Ryan,
the other day.
You like Ryan?
To me, he's not a superhero.
He's
okay.
A supervillain. He was no. He was a. He was really. That movie was stunning.
Yeah, you came into me crying.
I was very moved by it. Mental illness.
God, leave me alone.
It's very. Look what I live.
I thought
with.
You liked it, Dad.
I liked it. She hated it.
I didn't hate it.
She just said she loved it.
She said it was too dark.
I said I wanted to see it a second time.
She probably meant she couldn't see the TV.
I said I even wanted to see it again. That's how much I loved it.
Did it make any money?
No, all kidding aside, I think Joker was phenomenal. And I thought The Irishman was a masterpiece. So
yeah, I thought
shoot me. That's all.
All right.
That's
well,
all.
Well,
do you think
I don't
want to
see
heat,
Superman versus Batman.
Any heat because of Netflix versus the theaters?
Of course.
Of course.
And that's the big story.
People are going to lose their jobs.
The theaters are going to have to go out of business because they still have to pay the same rent. And if there are less people coming, they're going to go out of
the
business.
The theaters I went to in Brooklyn,
like Barnes
they're
and
gone.
Nobles and all that stuff, all the bookstores, yeah. They're going out of business. Barnes and Noble.
You better hope
hanging.
They don't.
Barnes and Noble is hang like.
Because then I'm going to an island and disappearing.
Well, Barnes and Nobles is hanging out by a thread.
Your first wife's
you know,
picture
last time I paid for
was
a
in
a
bookstore versus a movie theater.
What?
Your first wife's picture was in a photography studio next to the Low East 46th Street. And the Low East 46th Street looked like the Low East Kings. And the Low East Kings, they actually, that was over on Flatbush, they used that for some of the biggest scenes in one of the biggest mob movies, maybe Godfather or whatever. I just don't remember what it
was. Going somewhere. I mean, I don't know why she brought in my ex-wife.
Well, she's dead.
What's her name, by the way?
Sonia!
What's my father's name?
Hyman.
Sonny.
Yes, Sonny, with an O.
I don't
that was a nickname. I'm sure it wasn't on his birth certificate.
No, it was Hyman.
That's why when
what is Hyman?
We don't want that. This is not X-rated. That's why we almost named the adopted kid. With an H,
yeah, here we go again with this Japanese, what's his name? Hapsang Long.
We were going to name him Hapsing after the cook in Bonanza. Hapsing Rosen.
Well, I think on that note, let's get one last, we'll start with you, Mom, and then go to Dad. One last thought on The Irishman to close it out.
I thought it was spectacular. I thought it was beautifully acted. It was very well written, and I enjoyed it, except it was just a little bit too long.
What about you, Dad?
Well, let me think. No, I didn't mind the length of it. It was too good to really mind the length of it.
Okay.
I liked it. It's a nice extravaganza as far as I was concerned. Women. Was there many women in it?
That's
I noticed that.
That's
there was
real
nobody,
life.
There was nobody like I could say, hey, she's a good looking woman, you know? So, I mean, that's two stripes.
I could have been a gamma.
I don't know where. Anyway, it could have been a paisan. Anyway.
Lulu, don't make him.
wonderful movie.
This dog has licked the floor the whole time. 17 straight minutes.
Codabear, stop it!
His birthday is December
17 22. Minutes.
I have one question.
Okay.
What is Scorsese's next project?
The Killers of the Something Moon with DiCaprio and De Niro.
I don't like DiCaprio.
Yeah. I don't like DiCaprio.
They never.
You don't like Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I think he's a shitty.
In fact, in that movie, and I think he's ugly. I like the other one, but not DiCaprio.
And I think his head is misshapen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I don't like him. I saw him in one movie. That was enough. I think with this, The Big Boat, the one with the big boat.
A movie called The Big Boat.
AKA Titanic. No, I don't like him.
There you have it. They don't like Leonardo DiCaprio,
no.
But they love Pacino. And
oh,
Pesci,
I love Pacino.
And De Niro's just okay.
And you should go see early Pacino.
Leonardo
movies.
Is not listening to this webcast, so he's going to come put out a contract on you. I love you, Leo.
No, he's artsy fartsy.
I love you, Leo.
No, he's like, he's artsy fartsy. His parents were hippies and shit like that. So,
what does that mean?
Not gonna kill me.
God, so much unusable stuff.
Give me some poison weed or something. That's all.
It's happening. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Before we go, is there a movie on the way that you could think of that might be the next time you guys join me for an episode?
What could we possibly
watch together?
Well,
with Sonny, it would be most likely. Looney Tunes movie. I'm not going to another Tupac.
What about
movie.
If there's another Tupac,
yeah,
okay.
Tupac comes back. Yeah, I understand.
Okay, what about like that King Kong versus Godzilla? Would you go see that with
God,
me?
Oh God, then you like what I'm talking about. I don't go see movies like that.
Okay. And
I'll go with you almost to see any movie you're saying, but I won't go with anything that she wants to go see. So. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to have to see if something happens.
Kong versus Godzilla.
I would say.
You liked that all your life.
Yeah, I did. I gave our nephew my Godzilla.
You gave it a thumbs up?
Yeah. My Godzilla toys.
I do, too, give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
For those who can't see, I gave her the finger.
Okay.
Hi, this is Wax Trax Records here on 2909 South Decatur. We buy all your old 45s, your old albums, any type of music memorabilia. Also, we sell music memorabilia, albums, CDs, and a lot. Come on down to Wax Trax, 2909 South Decatur, or give me a call at 702-362-4300. Thank you very much.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm not going to play out with a song today because it's just a special mini bonus episode, but I do want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser. Follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. And if you like special bonus episodes like this, first of all, we got a whole bunch more special bonus episodes coming up for the end of the year, end of the decade specifically, so keep an eye out for those. And if you want to hear my parents again, let me know. We'll try to get them on again for something. So thanks as always for listening, and we'll see you with a regular full episode of Piecing It Together coming up this Friday.
And all points west.
How are you, everybody? It's Thursday, December 5th.
This is just a test.
Okay.
I have a lot of better places to be.